The Alaska Recreation and Park Association educational sessions are meant to pass best practices on to association members. Homer Parks and Recreation Manager Mike Ilg says the opportunity to glean new ideas from conference participants is invaluable.
There's very formal and informal ways to say, hey, what's working in your town? Here's what we have going on in Homer. What's going on in Soldotna? How's it working in Nome? It's a very, very crucial component to the parks and recreation industry for us to get together annually and just check in with each other.
The majority of the conference will take place at Lands End Resort on the Homer Spit, but several events will give conference goers a chance to tour other parts of Homer.
Pickleball at the Herc Building and social events. One at Second Star Mansion, and then Thursday night, Alice's Champagne Palace, which again is another terrific opportunity to network with Parks and Rec professionals, and you don't have to buy a ticket for that.
The City of Homer Parks and Recreation Program volunteered to host the conference this year. Matt Steffi with the Homer Parks and Recreation Advisory Commission says the influx of conference goers will be a boon for local businesses.
And all of those people are staying at hotels and eating at restaurants and shopping locally.
Steffi believes the theme for this year's conference is especially pertinent to Homer in light of the city's ongoing efforts to improve its recreation infrastructure.
Right now, this is a really unique time in Homer as far as the Parks, Arts, Recreation, and Culture Needs Assessment and the conversations going on in Parks and Recreation right now. I think it's fairly relevant that not just the conference is themed, Be the Difference, but that it's in Homer this year.
The City of Homer hired a consulting firm to develop the Park Needs Assessment, and they completed the assessment in the spring. The study was meant to answer three questions. What recreational services do Homer residents and residents from surrounding communities want from the city? In what ways does the city fail to meet those needs? And last, what strategies can the city adopt to meet those needs? Steffi and Ilk think the conference will create an environment for area residents to discuss these questions among themselves and people from outside their community.
Folks from outside of Homer are interested in hearing how Homer works and what does work and what doesn't, just as much as I'm sure folks from Homer are curious about what's working in other communities.
We'd really like to engage some of our local leaders to come and reach out and participate. Recreation is an important component in Homer, and we got to find creative ways to ensure that we can still provide them here.
The ARPA conference events begin Wednesday, and they'll wrap up on Saturday with final training sessions and a 5K run that is open to the public. On Friday, Governor Bill Walker and his wife, First Lady Donna Walker, will attend the ARPA Awards Banquet. First Lady Donna Walker was once the Parks and Recreation Director for Valdez. In fact, she was the city's first. Ilg says the banquet is going to be filled to capacity, so there are no more tickets available. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.